This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day, good day, good day. You are tuned in to the worst games. It's Malcolm Julian Riabes Sicile on the mics.
The one and only.
And we're going to have a good time. Here we go. Dude, I actually, I want to be one of those niggas on the court side, for real, for real. You know when you see Boy Drizzy and Beyonce and Jay-Z sitting right there, dog, sitting so close that we almost got snot on us.
You know, here's my thing, though. We gotta make that vibe here in Mzansi, bro.
Yeah, bro. Which game? What game would you think it would be? It wouldn't be the Soweto Derby. What prestigious event would it be where all the celebs would go? And yeah, actually, we must somewhere. Who do you think would be the people sitting front row, floor seats?
First of all, we need a sport that can adapt to that, because all of the other sports out here right now that we're watching, the three main ones, cricket, rugby, soccer, we up in the box.
Yeah.
But like, I like what who's this now? What AKA did, you know, and the boys. I can't remember what game it was, but then they just walked onto the field afterwards, you know, just chin with the gens, and I'm like, yeah, exactly.
That's
the equivalent of that's, you know, sitting courtside, being able to be up in the box,
that
luxury.
After
the game or halftime, come down to the field, have chats. Yo, what's happening? You know, I must be able to talk to the, I must be in contact with the coach because we're on the same level.
We understand.
Ori.
It's like music and, I swear, music and sports are so synonymous.
Exactly.
We want to be them and they want to be us. It's all people living outside of the normal realm. So you think like, the box is like our front row seats. But I think like it's so much easier to get box tickets to a sport. You know, like it's for cricket in particular. Anything, actually. I mean, like, these guys pay cash, bro. $2,000 for a seat at a basketball game. Imagine. Like, but we don't have any sporting royalty as well. You know, I just think we just need our game up, you know. Like, in terms of maybe a tennis match, we've got Kevin Anderson, who's probably the most successful sportsman in our country right now. And Rabada, the cricketers, you see. It's,
hey, are you throwing shade on Wade?
Oh, Wade. But I mean, like, we can't go and sit down next to Olympic track to go watch an oak do 200 meters once. And then now we're watching the rest of these poor pies running fast, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get you on that note. But at the same time, I think just generally, we need to come together as a collective of superstars in South Africa and just like,
yeah, and realize that
we
can't be like that dope. They say there's no celebrities in South Africa.
Yeah.
But I also do think it has a lot to do with people not giving people the respect that's due to them and the credit that is done to them. Like Casper, as much as I don't listen to his albums, I'm like, dog, you're okay. Actually, there's the caveat. The catch there is that to some extent, I think there's still a lack of greatness coming out from artists.
No,
the artists in particular. I mean, sportsmen are really flourishing in this country.
I won't lie, for sure. But I don't know why you're laughing.
No, no, I was like, okay, wait, let me finish. Like,
yeah. I just feel as if, you know, when it comes to music as well, you respect it on different levels. Like Casper, I respect purely based on his hustle, his work ethic. Hey, dude.
But you see, J. Cole has a hustle and a work ethic, and I love all his music.
Yeah, but DJ Khaled is the same. I don't love DJ Khaled's music. I can, like, if I hear it, I'll wait.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even want to take a picture of DJ Khaled.
Yeah,
if
but
I saw
his,
him in the street,
he's really at that level.
Yeah, yeah.
He's at that level.
Yeah, he
so
is. He
that's
is.
What I'm saying. I compare like Casper in the Universe to me will be on the same sort of level. His hustle is, he knows the formula. He's winning right now.
Mm.
You got to give the guy credit where it's due. Right,
yeah.
He's winning.
Okay, but do you get what I'm saying in terms of what we produce though? Like, can you compare an artist in South Africa who's like Daniel Caesar? As good as Daniel Caesar or as good as Frank Ocean. Do you know? Like, I think the
Yeah, that's another bar, bruh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to reach, because we need to get to a place where, so celebrities are celebrated people, and you only celebrate excellence. That's what the essence of this whole thing is. So you must be as excellent or more than the people that have already existed. And this also comes to the conversation we had last night about somebody like Michael Jackson. Like, as an artist, you look at this guy, it's like, yes, why did this guy have to set the bar so fucking high, bro? 5 years old, he's like, hey guys, I'm the star, right?
Look, here's my thing about it as well. I feel like we have to take each individual on their own merit.
No. Life is a competition.
Okay,
let's
fine.
Not get into it. Life is a buck competition.
Shut up, straight up.
Everybody's trying to win.
Are we going to deny the fact that Casper's come up? No, not Casper. Hey, you almost made a mistake there. I'm no matter Casper.
What's up, if you want to collaborate to fill up or something.
So anyway, I'm talking, AKA, dog. I feel like I went through some of the music back from, what was that album of his? The one that had Victory Lap on it.
Alter Ego.
I was like, damn. This guy actually came up with some classics.
Do you think part of the problem is that South Africans don't buy music?
Yeah.
Generally, or in the past have not. I think there is a change in culture, but it, like most things in South Africa, is taking a bit long. But I think that's also, people aren't invested in our artists. Like, when Drizzy drops, everybody got to get Drizzy now. Doesn't matter, even if they hear it was shit, they gotta hear that it was shit for themselves. Do you know what I mean? And we don't have that pull. And I think that excellence is that pull. You know that, you know, when you don't go to the music speaks for itself. If you can't take the mountain to Muhammad, Muhammad will come to the mountain. Or I think it's the other way around, rather.
It's how people just naturally gravitate towards you.
Yeah, that pull.
No matter what you say, like, you should be able to. Like Lil Wayne comes out, but did the whole world not gravitate towards the Carter 3?
Yeah, exactly. And you're saying the most ridiculous.
Carter 4 comes out, blood blowing, but you're there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's Wheezy, and nobody could be Wheezy.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk about the people that you celebrate then. I like to have a conversation with people about, you know, who you'd invite for dinner, dead or alive, and why, what kind of questions would you ask them? And also, are we just not in an entirely different space where we almost get to recreate the world, you know? Because it's almost like this is the first time the playing field has been this level, you know? Like, we are actually free. We're the first ones to, like, feel it from beginning to end. Well, those first 2 years of my life were tough, but... but, you know, we get to experience it from the get-go. And I think we have a different universe to create. There's still our Michael Jackson in his own right. But who would you have at your dinner table, dead or alive?
I would have Curtis Jackson. I would have Will Smith. I'm still trying to find who else I'd have.
Keep the family tight.
Those two specific. Yeah. Curtis Jackson was the first. When I fell in love with hip-hop, it was Get Rich or Die
Trying. Dude, yeah. Curtis Jackson, I think for a lot of us, was when we fell in love with hip-hop. You're 8 years old, but you say, manly man.
Dude. And you understood.
With death upon me. Like, blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see. Where does an 8-year-old get blood in his eyes from?
No, you know, manly man. Don't wanna play with me. I got sand in my eyes like in the nursery. You know, I'm trying to play on the fucking jungle gym, and niggas wanna take the swings away. I put some
hole in the teacher for fucking with me.
Fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we all had it applied to us in our own separate way. Like, when I heard G Unit beg for mercy, you know, an eye for an eye, nigga, survive the shots of dying, nigga. And I was just like.
Yeah, Tupac for me, it was like, I'd never lost anybody close to me, but how many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. I'm like, who am I saying rest in peace to? But that song hit me, dog. Oh. My favorite song of Tupac is Thugs Get Lonely Too.
Oh.
I'm going out on tour today. You're getting mad because I'm going away. Chicken heads want to play with me. You're getting mad because you think I'm a swing. Some of my finest fuck, I hear him scream as soon as I hit the stage.
But that's the thing, though.
Yeah, that's
the thing right there. Everybody is their own thing in their own way, right? And I respected 50 Cent for the, like, for what he was to me. And I respect Will Smith for what he is and what he does as well. Like, it's, they're just two different people. And what I value from 50 is his work ethic and the fact that he just never says that he never stops, and the same with Will Smith.
They have
winning formulas. They have, you know, the knowledge of what it takes to be a sustainable commodity.
Keep in mind
that, you know, Will Smith is almost about to turn 50 motherfucking years old.
Yeah, and he's still relevant to this day.
How many people can say that? 50 Cent as well. 50 Cent has gone from music, he's gone from alcohol, he's gone from selling water.
He's gone
to selling, what's this, merchandise. He's gone to club life. He's gone to TV shows.
It's all about adapting.
Comedy.
What
is he not doing?
And that's
exactly the kind of lifestyle I want to live. Like, I have dreams of Times Magazine. You know, putting me on the front cover and the heading. You know, Times Magazine and Forbes. Boom. What can't he do?
No, I hear you. And for me, Curtis Jackson is also blatantly honest.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what people hate about him, but they love him at the same time.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, you have to realize that the world will always find a way to praise and to blame. So stick to the truth. It's the easiest route to take, bruh, because it can never be denied.
Mm.
But yeah, I do appreciate 50 Cent's vision. And I also see Will Smith. Will Smith is just like a leader, man.
Mm.
Like a true leader. He looks to inspire. He looks to actively do in order to inspire. It's not just speaking, but the speaking is a part of it, a big part of it. Let me motivate you, but then I'm also going to jump off a helicopter into the Grand Canyon to show you that life can be amazing and you can conquer your fears and do that with me on my birthday, whatever, you know. These are the type of things that we look up to, and I think this is the essence of what we want to get to. We'll get to my people now, but I genuinely believe that we are all gods. Right, the people who we celebrate are not people who are outside of our reach. They are not some chosen ones. In fact, I think we're all the chosen ones. The fact that we are here means we are the people, the creatures that have been placed, chosen, put here on this once in a 600 trillion lifetime opportunity to do something. And I refuse to believe that somebody else can have it and I don't, when we're the same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the only reason why they have it and why others don't sometimes as well is the mere fact that that person decided for themselves that...
Yeah, you have to choose. That's the big deal
exactly.
Is that you have to choose it. And if you don't, your fate will be inflicted upon you. You know, it's not... You get to choose your fate if you actually have the courage to take what you want. But if you don't, you can carry on because things will still happen. The universe will still work. It's not going to stop flowing because you decided to take a chill pill.
No, I get you.
Waves don't die. Let me crash here for a moment, bruh. But then I'm gone again, you know? So as much as we talk about the people we celebrate, I think the ultimate goal of this conversation is to let people know and realize that we are so capable of being these people that we admire. In fact, we already are those people. Show me who you love and I can tell you who you are. Easily. You just pointed me who you love, I can tell you exactly who you are. So before we want to get that third person just to get some variety.
Well, for me,
yeah.
No. Shed light on the people you would.
I'll go.
I think about mine, because at the same time, like, even if I can't find a third person, I'm not gonna just fill that gap.
Yeah. Never settle,
Tom Dudley.
Never settle. Next thing, Jacob Zuma's at your table, like.
You can't force me to, like, I'll be that third person. There we go. It's actually my plus one.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so for me, Barack Obama.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Madiba.
No.
You can tell you something funny, though.
Why?
I feel like when Mandela died, I feel like Will Smith swallowed his spirit. Because Will Smith is doing Mandela shit right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's bringing peace. It's a millennial Mandela. Yeah. He uses, like, Instagram.
Mandela had captured the spirit of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
When Michael Jackson passed, Mandela kwenya that spirit. That's why Mandela went for as long as he greeted. He had his own spirit, and then also Michael Jackson's spirit.
And also the kids. Spirit who Michael Jackson had.
You see, took that from and Never, now Will Smith Neverland. Has that. I don't know how far Will Smith's gonna go.
Doug, he has the spirit bomb of notes, bro.
Like, whatever Will Smith touches turns to gold. Like, why would you not have him at your table?
Yeah.
Like, you're still looking for somebody else. Why are you, like, you have Barack?
For me, it would have to be a woman. The third person would have to be a woman. I don't know which woman, because a lot of them are, like, incredible. And Princess Diana, maybe. Yeah, because she was a rebel, bro. She was a rebel. I'm telling you, if ever there was going to be, maybe she was a bit ahead of her time. Maybe she was a bit too early. If there's ever going to be a nigga who goes into the Buckingham Palace, like, not a flange, a nigga, like a homeboy, it would have been with Princess Diana. She rocks up to formal meetings with all these presidentes and stuff.
All right, Princess Diana had some scandal on the side.
Dog, she'd been trying to milk
some
man.
BBC.
Princess Diana, BBC.
Yeah, Princess Diana loved that. She had that big dick energy. Yeah. She had that big dick energy going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After she gets it, then she's like, no, I think this world just needs a whole lot of peace and love. You know, once you come out with peace and love, that's big dick energy.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are. But let me go through Barack. Okay, Barack, for me, he's just a great leader. And he is somebody who's been on both sides. You know, my biggest thing is that we look at celebrated people, politicians included. Well, they used to be more celebrated than they are now. But we look at them and we expect them to be perfect.
Mm.
And we expect them to not have been through life. Mm. But Barack has been through life. Barack was a young student like everybody else, doing weed, smoking weed, doing lines of cocaine every now and again, you know. And he plays hoops, you know. He's swaggy.
He understands the people.
Dog, he's got rappers in the White House taking snappers because he understands the influence that somebody like Kendrick Lamar has on society, you know. So he was just the quintessential president for me. If I were to ever dream up a president, I don't think I could have made him better than Barack. And I'm saying better than Barack with understanding that he was flawed as well.
Mm.
So for me, that is the ultimate politician.
Funny, you mentioned something now. I can't remember exactly what. But it reminds me of the interview that I watched yesterday of Jimmy Kimmel and Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. This has been on social media, yeah?
You know, and Kanye West, I think, might also be one of the people that I'll definitely have.
Yo, dude.
Because he's such a future thinker.
Bro, I don't care what people say about Kanye West on social media. That guy's spiritual revolution is incredible.
Yeah,
and the things that he's saying, he's already ahead of us. He's 10 years ahead of us. And there's never been a moment, especially when it comes to his music, where Kanye said something, then later I'm like, he was totally wrong.
Mm. And the thing is, he's so smooth with it. He's just like, is like, how does it feel? Like Jimmy's asking him, how does it feel to have accomplished all of this? He's like, yeah, it feels great, you know, especially when many people think that you're not going to be able to do it, you know, because, you know, I started out like as an artist, you know, just doing sketches, you know, and then I decided that I wanted to produce, and they told me that it would never work out, and then I started producing. I started selling beats to Rockefeller, you know, to Jay-Z and the guys, and then that went well, and then I started wanting to rap as well, and they said, well, you a producer rapper, you ain't gonna really work out that way, you know, and then that went well, and then, you know, I decided I wanted to do fashion, you know, and, you know, that went well, so yeah, you know, like, anytime I want to do something, it's just, like, whatever he says happens,
whatever he
touches turns to gold.
Yeah,
now, I don't know if that's purely because of the belief that he has in himself, or whether it's just like, I don't give a fuck about the naysayers and what they have to say about me in this life.
Doug, right? And has it not always worked for Kanye? Like, always. And I genuinely believe that he cares about our society and about where we're going as well. People are just looking to react a lot of the times, you know, and I don't think they're looking at his intention. They want to blame somebody. Oh, fucking Kanye. Oh, Kanye's going off again. Guys, Zins, are you listening to this motherfucker?
I believe it's also because people are scared of change.
Yes. And the change that's coming is massive.
Mm. Remember, I know you also read Outliers, right?
Yeah,
by Malcolm Gladwell. It also speaks about how, you know, success happens not necessarily purely because of only merit, but surroundings, the time frame that you're born in, like if you're able to take, you know, make the most of a boom in that specific era. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, they were born in a time where they were at an advantage and able to take advantage of the technological boom. If they were born any later, they would have been too young.
Yeah.
If they were born too earlier than that, then they would have been too old and not want to change. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're at a stage where we see what's happened. We realize what we can become. Mm. But when we try and suggest these to the people before, they're like, no,
it's a shock. It's a big shock. And I think we kind of breaking very many century old bond that's been tying us together.
Exactly.
You know, even the way we're employed. I'm listening to this podcast, The 200-Year-Old, about the first person who's going to live to 200, probably already being born right now, just because of the advances in medication that they'll get as they get older.
Yeah.
And like we might live forever, you know, and that is scary to people because you're like, it's out of the natural order. But the only thing that's natural is change. That's the only thing that's guaranteed, is that it's never going to be the same. So we have to adapt or die. That's literally the rule. You know, we have to adapt or die. Okay. We have a person on Instagram Live who's actually suggested somebody they'd love to speak to in their dinner table. Kay Liku says, Lupita Amondi Nyong'o, take time to listen to this young African-Mexican lady. She'll surely give you a different perspective about life. Okay.
Mr. Liku. He also said Will and Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, Samuel L. Jackson, that's a good one. But yeah, I'm trying to... Okay, so let's move on to Michael Jackson. This guy, for me, was obviously the greatest artist to ever exist.
Word.
I want to know how he felt about himself. Because you know when you're lit, you know you're lit. Right?
Yeah, but at some point, you don't want to distance yourself too far.
Yeah, you want to give yourself to the people.
But you understand that, like Weezy says, we are not the same. I am a Martian. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, like, that's another person that I understand.
Mm.
Or I feel like I understand. Lil Wayne. Like, he... When he was like, I'm a rich motherfucker. If that does not show you that America, you know, recognize the black people, then I don't know what does. You know,
that kind of mentality.
And that's the same wavelength that Kanye West is on, you know? Like,
is that we're people?
You know, even though life is shit right now, it's the best that it's ever been.
And it's dope. It's dope, dope, dope. Exactly. It can be better, but it's hella nice.
You know? So for people to shoot down the fact that we're advancing and that we're doing great right now and say, no, but the world is still going to shit. Yes, there'll always be shit.
Yeah. Just like you always shit.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you're unhealthy, but you could be unhealthy, you know? So, Michael Jackson, how he felt about himself, and also what troubled him. You know, there's this thing about artists where it seems like the greatest artists are super troubled, you know? Like Michael Jackson, the most amazing artist ever. But now there's this kids thing. And you're like, hey. And in fact, him himself, his upbringing, getting beaten by Joe. A good old Joe. Actually, Joe didn't play games.
Can I tell you something? Remember, I spoke to you about this. It's just that when you have strange fetishes and you do shit as an ordinary Joe, it's easy for people to sideline that shit.
Mm.
But the minute you're a recognized, you know, personality or celebrity and you do some shit, it is, you know, put on blast.
Yeah.
And, you know, to some extent I understand that, because in one case you're recognized, in inverted commas, as a nobody, and in the one case you are an example, a leader to the masses.
Mm.
So whatever you do, your life is not your life anymore, in a way.
Yeah.
But it is still your life.
Yeah.
Kanye West was even like, people see celebrities put up a picture and then they go and troll them and throw shade at them, forgetting that this is a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, an ordinary human being that has struggles as well.
Mm.
You know, we all know Kanye West has this bipolar disorder.
Everybody has
But people still throw shade at him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, would you do the same? And what Kanye is basically trying to say is that, more love, like, would you do the same if Kanye was your brother?
Yeah.
Your uncle.
And I think that's what he was talking about, Trump, also in that Kimmel interview where he mentioned Trump, we should throw shade at him, whatever. And Trump does actual bad things that actually affect people. Yeah, man, everybody does actual bad things that
actually
affect people.
But the fact that Trump is there
means that we have to kind of communicate. You have to try to kind of get along somehow.
And the people that I would have dinner with, these people that I see as influencers, we're all on the same level, that same wavelength of, rather, let's rehabilitate than to react. Be quick to react. Let's love.
Yeah. And he had a dope tweet. Kanye West is like, we're not fighting for change, we're just changing things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fighting you for nothing. I'm telling you this is what it's going to be, and that's it. That's it. Whether you accept it or not, that's up to you, you know. And I really do believe that even though you are the example that people look up to, you just being the best possible human being, and you can't break out of the realm of being a human being, which means you can't break out of making mistakes, you can't break out of sinning, you can't break out of being good as well. Let's never leave that out. So your responsibility is not to the people, it's to yourself. Do you know what I mean? Even as a celebrated person, because what we're trying to achieve is, and why we look at artists that are outside of the realm of what is considered normal, is, what is the human form meant to look like? What are we supposed to be doing here? What is the best way for us to live? Is it what we see now? Is there something that other people are doing better than us that we are trying to aspire to, that we are celebrating? So we really need to consider the people that we're celebrating, and musicians, artists.
And why we're celebrating.
Yeah, and they, a lot of the times they mention dark shit in their music. The Weeknd, dark, is dark as fuck.
But it's dark truths.
And it's amazing.
Like, just the name of a song, Glass Table Girls.
Yeah.
Do they not
always come to the party?
Do they not exist?
Bruh.
You know, and we want to pretend like they don't.
You know, Whitney Houston died because she was a glass table girl.
Bruh. So this is your fave plus your fave, you know? And you see, a lot of the times our icons, they feel like they have to hide that side of them because of the scrutiny. Whereas if you accept the scrutiny and be like, cool, sharp, yeah, I am whatever you say I am. And I think that's why rappers are successful in the way that they are and don't get as much flack for their bullshit. It's because they know. They fucking know. How many rappers have been Me Too'd?
Look at, not even just that, even from a female perspective, like female rappers, you've got a vocalist like Amy Winehouse, who like, she was just herself.
Bad man things,
dog. She was just herself, straight up. And she wasn't trying to beat about the bush, and people gravitated towards that because they know, you know, there's a part in me that is exactly like that, but I'm too bitch ass to actually
go for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love this person because they doing it.
That's exactly it. And like, it's funny because the world actually persecutes people for their virtues. Mm. Ever since Jesus came and said, I love you. I love everybody. Mm. Let's give this nigga a cross. You think you dope loving us all? Mm. You know what I mean? And he was just Future. He was Kanye West.
If you think about it, Jesus was like the Spirit of the Lord dwells within every single one of.
That's what I'm saying, then we
all great.
Yes, we all gods. That's why, literally, by virtue of being here, winning this literally 1 trillion.
But then it comes to that faith, that belief. That's what it comes back to. Then it's just like, it's because these people don't believe. It's because these people don't have faith in themselves that they now want to be like, nah, this nigga's tripping. He ain't gonna walk on water. Oh, shit!
Nah, but I saw he was using a glass. There was a glass underneath there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it actually happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no. when Kanye West comes out saying, I am a god, don't throw shade. Look at yourself.
Look at yourself. All right. That's the conversation for today. It's getting quite deep. But you know how it is with the West guys. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
Trust. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, deep chats, because I'm looking at this video, guy, and like, obviously, we want to go make music, fill up arenas, go on tour, and a tour is like, can be 2 years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about women during that time?
What do you mean?
Expect your girl to come with you on the tour, or are you just, is that the time that you're just gonna have to?
I don't expect anything. I don't expect anything, and I'm not even gonna say exactly what must happen in the future when those situations arise, because I do. That's indirectly putting an expectation out there. And then when
I'm just saying that there's glass table girls out there, and there's girls who...
But have we not been around that before?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So we take...
So it's also just who you are.
Exactly.
At the end of the day,
it's always going to boil down to that.
I come through and chill. That's Miguel featuring J. Cole. Mm-hmm. I think it's some of the greatest artists out right now.
And I think,
honestly, the
real ones, they'll never force you. And we've been in situations where it's been offered to us, whether you take it or not, the person never... Never put a gun to our head.
Yeah, or say, oh, dude, you should totally do this. Yeah,
but funny enough, when you go to that circle that doesn't really understand, no, because, dude, you know, I've been not drinking for about 5 years now, going on 6.
Mm-hmm.
The people that really understand when I tell them, oh, I don't drink. Oh, okay, sweet. So what can I get for you then? You know, like when we went to the homies from Credible, when we went to their house for a meeting. But... You know, then the boys, they want to go, hey, toy toy, you know, or fucking vobs and talka talka,
really.
You know, then you're like, oh, say, you don't drink anymore. It's my birthday, just one for my,
no.
Stop being on cocaine vibes, bro. Just chill the fuck out.
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right. So we've been chatting about celebrated people and why we celebrate them, and
the fact that we can actually be whoever we look up to. There's nobody who is more capable than you are of flourishing and being amazing and being incredible. But the secret, and I think this is where people get lost, is being yourself the best. You know, looking at other people do it and you're like, fuck, I want to do it like them so badly. But you have to look internally, you know, and that's it's a self-awareness, reflection on your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, where are they coming from? Your action. Life is a feeling process.
Do you know?
People don't understand. You need to understand your feelings.
People are too scared to put themselves up on the stand, be their own attorney and the judge.
Yeah.
While you're on the stand,
yeah,
ask yourself, and then while you're answering, you judge yourself.
Nobody has to do it for you. Yeah.
And at the end of it, prosecute yourself. Give yourself your own sentence, or set yourself free, saying you are innocent, you are guilty.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you're questioning yourself about, only you and the man above can judge.
And if you are guilty, rehabilitate yourself.
Dude.
Self-correct. You know? Like,
fuck.
People are even afraid of changing themselves. If you can see something is wrong, change it.
Mm.
Do better. Dog. That's what we're saying. Like, I ain't perfect, but every day I'm getting better. And that's how I'm going to whoop all these motherfuckers' asses out here.
Quick.
Anyway, we're about to go into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
Penny, at it again. Read about it.
Read about it.
Drum, place, grab, young fella, and extra, extra. Read all
about it.
Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra.
Yeah. Okay, so the first story is about the Director of National Public Prosecutions, Sean Abrams. He's out. They've actually kicked him out once and for all. This position is so cursed. It's the poison chalice of our parliament. Because, like, nobody who's meant to have been in the position has stayed the entire 10 years. And I think it's almost like a defense of the dark arts position from Harry Potter, you know, because the defense of the dark arts, although he's the defense of the dark arts professor, he's got to be so close to the dark arts that he knows what it is. And for the most part, you know, that's where you get involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody in the defense of the dark arts was a bad man. And like, I think that's the same thing with the Director of Public Prosecutions, because he's in charge of whether the president goes to jail or not, to a large extent. Although he did say the charges against Zuma would carry out. He protected Zuma a lot. They were in cahoots to try to keep each other out of trouble, you know what I mean? But it's interesting that he's actually been removed, Cyril Ramaphosa. I think a lot of people are looking at Cyril Ramaphosa and looking at the state of our country, and they're already going, you're supposed to change things. You're supposed to change things. This man has not even been around for a year. Jacob Zuma had 9 years to fuck us.
Dude.
Without a condom. He had 9 years. Now you want Cyril to remove the AIDS in a year. You know, we're still pumping the ARVs into our system, guys.
Dog, we're still taking these antis,
boy. So I do feel for him on that level. But it looks like things are happening, man. I'm liking the direction that the country is going. It's seeming positive. Another story which caught my attention immediately was the Cape Town dams. Water levels near the 60% mark after impressive increases. This is coming from the South African Online. And we've had this chat before, but I think the rich man, the Illuminati of Cape Town, has been withholding this water until Patricia de Lille leaves the DA.
Water's always been there.
It's been there. And now, like, they're like, oh, she finally gone. Okay, now we'll give you water. We told y'all. So it's just a funny thing to me that we can go from a 0%, like, we're so afraid of 0%, and in 6 months, we've got 60%. Maybe I don't understand enough about the weather and how tides and all that shit works, but it just seems a little bit strange. And we all know there's people upstairs doing play monkey play shandies. I really do think people are playing with us sometimes. But yeah, it hasn't even rained that much there, you know. But anyway, that's what's happening in Cape Teasy. And what's been going on? What's been going on? Shit is still expensive, as usual. But yeah, other than that, it's actually not much, man. I'm pretty chill with what's been going on. We've had a pretty calm week. Nothing outrageous, except for Kanye West. Kanye West is the only guy giving us news these days. If you want any excitement, follow Kanye West on Twitter. And then straight after that, follow the worst guys at @the_worst_guys on Twitter. And on Instagram, we're just the worst guys, as well as Facebook, we're just the worst guys. Just look for the bow tie, bro. We are some sophisticated goons, and we're here to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast today. We've had such a dope chat, and I hope that you start celebrating yourself the same way that you celebrate other people, because you are made of the same matter. And now, we're going to wrap out with the Worst Guy Cypher.
Oh, yeah.
As we do every single week.
Oh,
this is without a doubt my favorite part, because we make it up right here on the spot, and it's always hot, man. Last week's one is still in my head. More money that I make for the tax man. For the tax man. Guys, if you guys want to listen to a future SA number one hit, go to our podcast from last week. We were speaking about the tax man and how he's killing us out here in these streets. And we made a song about it on the spot. Guys, I'm telling you, future SA number one hit right there. Don't say it didn't tell you. You heard it here first from Mark Lilly and Ria Bessicele. The worst guys going out with the worst guy cipher. Hit him, Jay. Oh. Yo, someone started in a major key. I'm like, I'm excited now.
Let me help these guys out. Hey. You can run all day long. Worst guys, you will never stop the worst guys. They got a podcast on Cliff Central. Worst guys, you can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
Hey, they do a comedy show every Thursday. Worst guys. Hey, you can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys. You can never stop us. We are just worst having guys. Fun. We are just on the run. Mama, come get me some, cause I got that dope coming. And everybody here running, but I'm skating. I'm living my dream. I mean, everyone gonna scream. Everybody wanna say hey to Malcolm Zule when I'm in the streets. Say what up to me, take a pic, put it on the Instagram streets. Then next minute we are in the sheets. I'm rocking the beats, cause you know I'm always lit. I'm sure lit, yeah, you know I'm always feeling the grip, feeling the time, cause I know all I do is rhyme, all I do is shine. And I know I'm so sublime, cause I'm doing it every single day. I don't rest, baby, but you can come and take away my pain while we're sitting on the pillow and talking all our shit. I know how deep it goes, and I know I'm loving it, cause I'm filling up from the bottom to the top. And I'll never stop and watch all these other motherfuckers drop, cause they're not telling the truth. Be what you are, and don't be afraid to see that you are a star.
Hey, you can run all day long.
All day long. All day long.
Hey, but you can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys. They got a podcast on Cliff Central. Worst guys. You can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys. They got a comedy show every Thursday.
Worst guys.
You can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
Hey, even if you're blind, you can see I'm a worst guys G, Malcolm Dooley, R-E-H-A-B. We be in the Cliff Studios, Cliff Studio. We've been doing this 3 years, yo. Just like part of the family, part of the furniture. Everybody knows we always loving, we never hurting ya. But you'll be causing a massacre, cause you never listening to these real rappers, the real rappers. Me and Malcolm Dooley clapping back at you with the real shit, and we mean it. Talking about the tax man and being a black man and making the whole world understand that you can run all day long. Hey, but you can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys. We got a podcast of Cliff Central.
Worst guys.
You can never stop the worst guys.
The worst guys.
We do a comedy show every Thursday.
Worst guys.
You can never stop the worst guys. The worst guys.
You can never stop us, we can never stop.
Hey, we can never stop, we're headed to the top.
Everybody know what, I ain't never flop.
Hey, everybody know we'll never ever flop.
Because I'm going all the way to the top. Everybody wanna see me flop, but I'll never stop.
The worst guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.